Beautiful people, welcome as always, Ignite Your Purpose, the vlog, the blog, the talk show. We're two guys from across the pond, butt heads, sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. Episode 88, and yesterday we spoke about, we kind of called it a hack, I don't know if it's a hack, and today we want to continue on because some crazy stuff was brought into my awareness yesterday on a local level. In the CrossFit community, we've been talking about the absolute smackdown, the crackdown of banned substance abuse. I don't want to call it steroids because I don't know what it is. And yeah. I'm going to be honest. I must be so friggin' naive. I did not think it was a thing. John has been laughing at me about this. I just thought, you know, maybe when you're in your, you know, we talked about this, John, if you're going for that football career and you got to be that 0.1% better, you know, if you're in your early age days and you're trying to, whatever, I kind of get that. But when you get up into your late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, 40s, 50s, I didn't understand why you'd be doing it. To put on more bulk, to, I don't know what, walk around and impress people, or, I mean, it really shows in our minds as a society where, you know, what we place value on, right, John? And so yesterday I was talking to a coach from the West Coast out in Vancouver, and he was telling me that there is numerous clients that he personally trains that are on it to whatever at their age, in their 40s and 50s, for the testosterone boost, for the recovery, for the bulk. And I was dumbfounded. I honest to God was dumbfounded, John. Yeah. And it got me to think into what we talked about yesterday, and something that Tommy mentioned was, you know, and I'm no different, and I know you're no different. We eat certain ways for certain reasons. I was told about this product in Hawaii that I told you about, you know, and it was for what? It was to gain an advantage. It was to be better than, right? Yeah. Either what we were yesterday, which is amazing. But I think in the end, you know, this is getting super deep on you, John, but I think in the end, it's what comes down to, you know, we want to prolong as much as we can our downfall, that being, you know, old age, decrepacy, and then probably death, right?
Which is interesting because
I went on a whole different jant there. Sorry.
Yeah, man, you just, hey, you stole a story. and B, you've sent me spinning off into another universe, because where you're saying is that trying to prolong the prime of your life by using substances, or actually trying to elevate your career up to a level because you can't naturally get there, or lengthen your career because of, you like the fame, or you like the ego, or you like the money. But ultimately, and I do not know which substances these people use.
Neither.
Steroids, there's growth hormones, there's EPO, there's freaking thousand things that I do not know about. I've seen, what was the show I mentioned? Icarus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go on Netflix, check out the show Icarus. It will blow your mind. But they're doing these things to lengthen their career, but actually shortening their life. So we get a short-term win, possibly, if you stay alive and you don't have a kidney failure. We'll come on to that. But you're going to shorten the length of your life. You may still live as long, but what potential damage are you doing to your body, which is incredible for the short term? So it happens in local gyms here. There are, I think, two guys who have had serious, like, kidney failure type episodes. And they were doing it basically so they looked awesome, so they get clients. Yeah. I think one guy, if he's not in jail, he's waiting to go to jail because he was selling the stuff as well. And then a third story is a personal trainer I know. He's listening to one of the young bucks who's pumped and looking incredible. And he's saying his client, who's a million miles away from that point, well, I want to look like you, this guy says. He says, right, well, you know, we'll see if we can get you there. And the trainer, when this client had gone, he went up to this young fella and said, don't you ever say that. to one of your clients in front of me, because the only reason you look like that is because you ingest substances that you don't. Use different words. That's my spin on the story.
Yeah, of course.
But ultimately, he's doing it to benefit his financial career because he looks good. So, Max, you talk for a little while.
Well, we've gone off. It's just it's no different than we talked about yesterday, right? That hack that, you know, when we release our show, when do we do it? When do we? And you know, it's faking it, right? Like, yeah. I mean, not releasing your show, but you know, in general, like, you know, all these guys that I have told you about in the music game, you know, like, you know, renting chains, or it's just, it's not even real. So what are we doing? You know, that's the base I want to get to, is what are we doing? And some of these substances that I'm talking about for myself, like go ahead.
No. So I'll come on to it at the end.
Okay. You know, I know there's ultra marathoners running them, and I look at them and there's only 3 or 4 or 5 natural ingredients. Hey, I'm willing to ingest that, you know, if it's natural, but why am I doing that? Yeah. You know, like, I'm not really going to be a professional ultra marathon runner, but yet I want those benefits for just my overall health, right? Which is longevity, which is to enjoy these moments as long as I can. So in one aspect, like you said, it's not bad, but I still want to get to the base to it. And you said yesterday, like, you know, all these guys on these enhancing performing drugs are still putting in the crazy hours. They're still, right?
You've just come back into what I was doing.
So okay, go.
Let's look at maybe not cycling today, because I don't know, but let's go back 10 years and the Lance Armstrong era. And I can't say everybody was on it, but the vast majority of people who were performing at a high level were having some assistance, which was not natural. Now, I understand that if you want to compete at that highest level, you have to do it. You have to do it. But every one of those guys, they're still cycling all year, through all weathers, falling off the bikes, doing a three-week tour on the bike every day. And I understand it. If everybody's doing it, it's kind of a level playing field, but it doesn't make it right. So here's the point. I don't have kids, but if I did, how do you have that conversation with your child who's up and coming in whatever sport and saying, well, go out there and enjoy it and play hard and train hard, but you're never going to get to the top unless you choose to do this.
Yeah.
And I can't say that's in every sport. I honestly can't. But there's performance enhancing is a very broad spectrum, whether you want to use EPO or maybe caffeine at the other end of the scale. There are ways to have it later. And if you watch Icarus, that starts off from a guy wanting to know how good he could do in a cycling event because there were these 5 guys who were just out there way ahead. But really interesting. I'll put a link then.
Perfect. And, you know, it gets into the whole thing, like, as we grow as a society and all these technologies come, I'm sure you've seen, you know, there's the biohack movement, you know, and weird things in society. So you got guys that are putting their 10, 11-year-olds on these machines and trying to get their sleep patterns better and their digestion better, right? So are we becoming cyborgs? Like, are we becoming the Spartans of the past? But, and where's the playing field, right? Like, how does, for example, me, John, you know, I train all the time. You know, yesterday we've been going to like Muay Thai gyms and, you know, getting our training on it. And it boggles my mind that these guys compete at the top levels, right? I'm 125. There's guys that are 180 dropping down their weight to kick the shit out of guys like me. And it makes no sense. You know, why isn't a 185 guy fighting a 185 guy that are always that level? Why are they dropping down?
Is it because they can't compete at their weight? Because somebody, no matter what the performance enhancing or not is, if you ain't that good, if you ain't got the skills, you ain't got the skills. So the only way they can do that is.
Yeah. So that means that, you know, the guy who's coming from 185 down that's going to kick this guy's ass drops down too, right?
Yeah.
So is it's like, how is that even real?
Fucking bonkers, mate. It's bonkers.
It's bonkers. I know we didn't solve anything today, but it's just these questions. And I wanted to get back to the base point, like the why. Like, why?
Ego.
It is. It must be. And, you know, get me twisted, financially, if that's your goal, you're going to the Olympics, all that shit, dude, I got your back. I understand where you're coming from, because to get that 0.01% of a second to be a qualifier or whatever, obviously you can't just be a normal Joe anymore. That's what it seems like it's happening, right?
Yeah, well, so Steve Maxwell was saying last week when I was listening to him, he was in a rowing club, and all these potential Olympic athletes, he said 8 out of 10 of them didn't know why they were in the room. Genuinely, they didn't know why they're in the room. But it's because they'd always been done it. They'd always been pushed through it. But, you know, that seed of drive that he said they couldn't answer. They were just train because train. And the weird thing is, he said, because that's one sport where you've got to know your why, because it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. So, but we, you know, we've just had a discussion today. We've not really given you any takeaways, but hopefully we have stimulated some questions.
There you go. That's your the main thing.
Ask more questions. Maybe you go watch Icarus on Netflix. It's free. I know. No, it's not. You've got to pay for Netflix. But it's a great movie. You know, international spy thriller almost.
And check out Steve Maxwell. And who's the other guy we referenced? Put that link in there.
Tommy G, middle-aged millennial. We'll put a link up for him. We spoke about CrossFit, M-Drive, West Coast, East Coast, UK, Canada.
We doing it. People, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate your time. We know you could be anywhere in the world, and you rocking with this guy and that sexy man across the Isle of the Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will see you tomorrow. We appreciate you.
We will. Thanks. Bye-bye.